Shalom Aleichem and Biyafiv Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Kurisus Chav Zayin, Kurisus 27b, pagination is 54. We'll start at the top of the page, Masnisen, at the Mishnah. Hamafrish Chatoso Umes. A person designated a Karban Chatos, and then he died. Lo Yivienu Beno Tachtov. His son cannot bring this Karban in his place. Now, you'll notice the Aleph in the beginning of the second line. That sends us to the commentary Shita Mekubetzes, which, at least in my print, the traditional Vilna, is in the outer column about a quarter of the way down, Shita Mekubetzes, and the Aleph says, Bino Acharov, actually changes the text and says the correct wording over here is not tachtov, but acharov. The difference is whether we're talking about the son using the karban for his own chet, that he needs to bring a karban. In other words, his father's dead. There's nothing to talk about. That's understood. The son wanted to bring it for his own karban. Or are we talking about a much more elementary chiddush that even though the father designated it during his lifetime and wanted the atonement, you can't bring a karban for somebody who's already passed on. So, Beno Acharov, his son after him, can't bring it for himself. Or Beno Tachtov, his son in his place. He'll bring the atonement karban, he'll say the vidui on behalf of his father, and try to facilitate that in this way, and that doesn't work. Yeah, for example, by kaparis, there's such a thing that if you're doing the kaparis for someone else, so you'll see in the art scroll, Machzor, for example, Yom Kippur, so there's an entire list, entire page, what the wording should be if you're saying it on behalf of someone else. So we're being told that an actual karban, once the person has passed on, is not going to work. Take a look at Rashi. Lo yivienu beno acharov, al chiyuv shelo. Person can't bring it on his own, meaning the son's violation. Ve'ein tzarech lomar, and I don't need to tell you al cheto av that you can't bring it for the father either. De'ein kapara la'achar misa, because there's no kapara after the person passed away. Karban is not the way to go. So that's the first halacha. Hamafrish chatasa umeis lo yivienu b'no tachtav or acharov. That transfer is not going to work. Continuing in the Mishnah, Lo yivienu mechet el chet. A person cannot bring a karban from one chet on a different chet, meaning it was designated for one violation, and he decides to bring it for a different violation. He ate blood, and he violated Shabbos, and he ate chelev, the forbidden fat, and he designated for one purpose, and he's bringing it for a different purpose. That doesn't work. You'll notice in the margin, the word elchet, to a different violation, they change it to alchet, on a different violation, which makes the wording go smoother. And they say that's the actual text. Sometimes these are arguments of, did we just encounter a copyist error? Sometimes these are discussions that there are actually two different schools of thought in the early commentaries, and they understood the Mishnah in two different ways. In this case, the correction is tame, is simple. We understand what the message is. You can't move the karban from the violation that it was designated to atone to a different violation. Afilu hifrish al chelev sha'ochal emesh. Even if he designated the karban on forbidden fat that he ate yesterday, Lo yuviyenu al chilev she'ochal hayom. He can't bring it on forbidden fat that he ate today, even though it's the same violation, but it was a different act. And the act that you designated it to atone for is where it's locked in. That's its purpose. And you can't switch it. Even the same violation at a different occasion doesn't work. I know some of us are thinking, poor guy, he ate the forbidden yesterday and he did the same violation again today. Someone's got to get on this case. But that's the scenario that's discussed. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, karbono al chatoso, ad sheyehe karbono l'shem chatoso. When the pasuk says the karbon matches the violation, it's designated for the violation, that's indeed how it has to be, designated, locked in on the particular act, and even a similar act on a different occasion is not transferable. If you take a look in the top right-hand corner in the traditional Vilna Shas, we have the cross-referencing to go to the Rambam, Perek Gimel, Mehicha Shigogos Halacha Gimel, so that's where you would look it up, and he writes, V'ayin Bekesef Mishneh B'shem Hari Kurkus. And take a look in the Kesef Mishneh commentary, what he quotes from the Ri Kurkus. So let's take a look at the Rambam and indeed explore what it is that warranted this particular attention. The Rambam Gimel Gimel in Shkago states, as we learned in the Mishnah, Kivar Biyarno Beuchas Psuli Amikdashim, we learned, Shahamafrish Chatoso Al Chelev She'ochal, if a person designated his carbon, an animal, on forbidden fat that he ate, lo yuvienu ala Shabbos shechilel. He shouldn't bring it for Shabbos that he violated, o ala dam she'ochal, or blood that he ate, shenemar ve'evi carbono al chatoso asher chata. It's got to be on the violation which he sinned, adjei carbono l'shem cheto. It's got to be locked in, lo she'yakrivenu mechet al chet, not to bring a carbon, switching it from one violation to another. Vim hikriv, pasla. And if he did do it, he messed it up. It's not going to work. Yeser al ze omru, the Rambam continues, let's pay attention carefully. In addition, they said, hifrish chataso al chelev she'ochal emesh, if he separated his carbon chatas from the herd, he designated it on forbidden fat that he ate yesterday, lo yivyanu al chelev she'ochal hayom, he can't bring that same carbon, switch it for the chelev that he ate today. For whatever reason, he wants to atone for this one first. He can't do that. Vimhevi kiper. And if he did do it, it works. Let's pause. Is the Rambam saying the same thing as the Mishnah said? So he quotes, he ate chelev yesterday and he ate chelev today and he wants to bring the carbon designated on yesterday's to atone for today's violation. Okay, so far, but the Rambam rules Vimhevi Kiper, and if he did do it, it atones. And our Mishnah did not elaborate in such a way. In fact, the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Ri Kurkus, that the entire way that the Rambam presented this indicates that something's up, because the wording is Yeser al ze omru. Additionally, they said, who said? Suggests the Ri Kurkus that this is already a Dirabonon, Shehichmiru Chachamim. The rabbis were strict. Shelolasos Lechatchila. Initially, you're not supposed to be doing this. Vezel Lashon Amru. And that's why the Rambam worded it, they said, instead of codifying it as a straightforward halacha, v'lokach kosef shimasa kiper, and that's why the Rambam holds that if you did do it, it does atone, unlike the original case where it does not work. What's emerging here, according to the wording of the Rambam and the Rikurkus insight that the Kesef Mishnah quotes, is that there are different levels of substitution and transferring, and at some point, the transfer biblically would have worked and does b'dieved work, but l'chatchila, you were not supposed to do it. And that's the case where it's the same person with the same violation name, just on a different occasion. And on that, the Rambam holds, the Mishnah was only being strict, but was not telling you binding biblical halacha, even b'dieved. Do we see that in our Mishnah? That's something we need to work on. But for the purposes of this brief segment, a taste of the sugya, the importance in Talmudic skills of not just reading the Rambam and saying, oh, he mentions the same case, because that's true, he does mention the same case, but he's issuing a different ruling. The Mishnah was presenting what you're not allowed to do. Lo yivianu, don't do it, don't bring it. The Rambam is telling you what would happen in each of these cases if it was done, and he's actually being lenient in the case where it's the same violation, but on a different occasion. Again, for our purposes, we're not delving into the source material, etc. We're simply building the Talmud learning skills to note that when the Rambam words it in such a way, Yeser alzeh amru, and he rules vimhevi kiper, that indeed he's ruling on a specific unique presentation, which the Rambam holds is of a lesser severity than the other cases that were being discussed of substitution. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.